Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture, in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
What's up, everybody? I'm your girl, Jazzy Bell, here, and this is Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. And on this show, we focus on the many talents and influences from women within the culture. And today is no exception because I have an amazing guest. So you already know it's going to be an amazing show. Mm-hmm. I am here with Brooklyn's own Billie B is in the building. What's up, Billie?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me.
Listen, thanks for being here. Yes, I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Don't say that because you just had a shot of something.
I'm feeling good now. Yeah.
That's how we like to get them. They ain't going to talk about everything. No. But like I said, the focus of this show is to shed light on women like yourself that's making a noise within the culture of hip hop. But, you know, I've interviewed many people from on the mic like yourself, from people behind the scenes, managers, PRs, hell, TV show hosts, all kinds of people that has, you know, made an influence and an impact. Okay. But this particular season, I'm shedding light on the girls that's coming up, that's doing great things. And you're one of the girls that's on my radar. Yes. So congratulations on being amazing.
Thank you. It's been a long time coming, but we're here.
Okay, let's talk about how long. Because on this show, in the beginning, I like to give like a little backstory. Mm-hmm. So I said a second ago, you're from Brooklyn. So what part?
I'm from East New York. Cypress Hills Projects.
Wait, what project?
Cypress Hills.
All right, so
yeah, we get real gritty.
So for the people that don't know, I lived in Brooklyn for a little while. Mm-hmm. I was in Brownsville, never ran, never will. And then I did a little stint Flatbush, like Nostrand and Avenue D area. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people know I'm from the D, but when I came here to New York, it was like
Brooklyn was your second home.
Brooklyn, Harlem, for sure.
Okay.
So with Brooklyn, Cypress Hill Projects. What is that? Talk to the people
well,
that don't know how that was for you.
It's like the last stop on the A and, well, the C train. That's Euclid. So it's like that area or New Locks, last stop on the 3. It's just, that's just the projects. Cypress is, I mean, East New York period is kind of like a lost land. Like, a lot of people don't come to East New York if you don't got nothing to do over there. Like, it's not a place you just go to for no reason, you know? So it's like, if you ain't from here, don't come here, kind of. But it get left behind a little bit. People be forgetting about it, or because I guess it's because it says East New York, so people don't be thinking that it's Brooklyn. They be like, is that just the east side of New York? Like, you know, so
I never thought about it like that.
And then it's like borderline Queens, so people, you know. But I'm from there. I grew up there all my life. I stayed in Flatbush a little bit too, because my grandmother was living in Flatbush. But yeah, East New York.
So. Let me know, because there's been a big discrepancy when I did move to Brooklyn at one point. They said it was Brownsville. Some people said it was East New York. Mm-hmm. East 94th and Rutland between Clarendon, is it? Or King's Highway.
That's like borderline.
That's where I lived. I lived off of King's Highway on East 94th, and Rutland was the train stop. So that was like damn near the last stop on the 3 train.
Yeah, that's Brownsville.
Really?
I consider it Brownsville.
I thought it was like the 90s, East New York.
It's like Brownsville, East Flatbush, East New York. It's like borderline. It's real. It get real tricky over there because one across one street, you East Flatbush. Across the other street, you Brownsville. And across the other side, you East New York. So it get tricky over there. It get tricky over there.
So you're a real East New York person. So I wanted to hear from you. So I could tell people I never lived in
Brownsville.
So it definitely was Brownsville. Yeah. Okay, so I never lived in East New York. All right. Shout out to the homie Uncle Murda. I live for him. That's the homie. Okay, so did you always know that you wanted to like rap or get into music?
No, I started rapping in high school, but I was just playing. Like I was remixing songs.
Mm-hmm.
I just used to remix everybody's songs and just. I wasn't really remixing it because I was using their words. I was just changing a couple words to make it like fit with me. But yeah, I was just playing around with it at first. And then I met my homeboy 40,000 and he was like a real rapper, like performing and doing all type of stuff. And I kind of became like his hype girl. Like I would perform with him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I just told him like, oh, I rap too. And he was like, girl, shut up.
Not girl,
and I was
shut
like,
up.
No, for real. And then I spit something from him. They was like, oh, shit. Okay. We going to take you to the studio.
How old were you?
I was probably like 17.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they took me to the studio and then I recorded my first song. And I'm like, oh, shit, I like this. But I didn't put no songs out for a while. I was just behind him.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got to a point where he just was finished rapping. Like he didn't want to do it no more. So. Yeah. I was like, damn, like, what am I supposed to do? I still want to perform. I still want to be on that stage. He like, you got to do it. Like, drop your stuff now.
Mm.
And I was like, damn. And
okay, so wait. Before we get to how you kept going, because I like to ask people like yourself their spit. Do you remember your first 16?
my first... It was so bad. It was to Cameron's Cookies and Apple Juice.
Okay. Let me get a little taste, because I know you remember it.
I love like, something. Cookies with some apple juice. Catch me in the drop, Bentley coupe. It was bad. It was so bad. Milk, lemonade. I did what mean the word to you? Because money mean the word to me. I don't like third degree word to me. A nigga never seen a bad bitch, so a nigga never heard of me. Some shit like that.
That was a nice spit on it. A classic.
Yeah, those were my first. Like, okay, I'm rapping now. And I put that on SoundCloud or something like that. And what people was like, oh, shoot. Keep going. I was like, for real? Like, I'm so playful. I be playing around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was doing it, I was just like playing. But then when people started being like, oh, nah. What? And then people started calling me a rapper. And I'm like, oh, shit, now I got to live up to this.
And you've been living up to it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cameron obviously was a huge influence coming
up. Dipset, a whole Dipset.
Period.
Yeah, I used to love Dipset.
Learned that. I feel like I'm learning that when it comes to a lot of the new artists, especially the females,
mm-hmm.
that Cameron, was it the pink? Like, I just want to, what is the Harlem? Because it's something about Cam and the Dipset movement.
They had such a heavy impact. Like,
yeah.
It was such Nikki a big said impact. It.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was the pink so much. I think Cameron, like his flows and all that, it's kind of, it's catchy to girls. It's not... It's rough, but he's real like funky with the flows and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that's what like catches girls' ears. But for me, I just love the whole impact. I used to go to the Kingdom and go. I used to love Dipset. Like I used to love Dipset. It was just they was lit to me. The style and everything. I used to like them a lot.
Definitely some legend. Shout out to Cam. That's the homie as well.
Shout out to Cameron.
Okay, so outside of him, who else influenced you?
Nikki. Nikki was a big influence. Like when I first started, I spit her dead wrong freestyle to my mother. I was like, yeah, I wrote this. And my mother was like, you did? That sound fire. Keep going. And I was like, okay, it's lit. Like,
well, I love that.
Yeah, I was a big Nicki fan. Missy too. Missy, like I used to love her versatility.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she was working with Sweet and she was working with all these people. I'm like, damn, she's writing all this shit and she's doing what she do. It was just so cool to me. Like how you could do both, like singing and rapping and all of that. So
right.
Missy was a big one. But I grew up, my mom was really into R&B.
Okay.
So she was going crazy. And then my mom was a big Kim fan. So it was Kim. And I was getting in trouble for spitting again.
Yes.
Oh, it was a lot. But it was a lot of R&B, Mary, Angie Stone, like NDIRE. My mom, yeah, my mom be in the house singing at the top of her. And I do that now. My son be looking at me like, girl, can you shut it up, please?
Shout out to your mother. Sound like I need to hang with your mom.
Yeah, she's lit. She's lit.
We have like the same taste of music. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as we say on the show, representation is very important, especially mm-hmm. for us women. Mm-hmm. So coming up, you know, just black beauty, black excellence. When would you say was the first time you saw yourself as far as representation? Like on television, music, someone you saw, you was like, I see me in her. Who was that for you?
Mm. That's hard. Who did I see myself? My mom was my biggest. I used to sit there and listen to her conversations with her homegirls and like try to talk like them and all. Like, she was my biggest inspiration. I don't think I see myself in no artist. Probably I would have to say Nicki. That's the only one, because she made me want to. I'm like, yeah, I got to be like this. I need her number. I need to call her and ask her certain things and figure it out. But that's probably it.
Yeah. I love that. No, that's dope. What is your nationality?
I'm black and Filipino.
I didn't know it was that though. You don't never get that. When people guess, they always fuck it up. They probably say Dominican.
Yeah, people, they say all type of stuff. My complexion is low. They be like, "What? Where are you?" I'm like, I'm black, girl. I'm black, but my grandmother is Filipino, so I'm like black and Filipino.
Nice. Beautiful, beautiful mix. The Blasian hookup over there.
Yes.
Okay, now when it comes to the music, let's get right to it because a lot of people write.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Right now is... Don't play with it. You and Lola Brooks. It's like all over the world right
yes,
now.
Yes.
How did
so
that come
crazy.
Into fruition? Because it's such a hit. It's literally one of my favorites.
Lola did her part. And then I guess she was trying to think about how she went to put it out. She teased it a little bit on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably like a couple days later, she hit me up and she sent me the Triller. She was like, yo, I need you to hop on this. And I was like, let's do it. So she took the Triller down. And then she sent me the song and I sent it back to her and we just put it out. It was like a no-brainer. It was a no-brainer. We Ben was supposed to do something. Like, we always were like, you know, tapping with each other and like each other's stuff.
Right.
But we never really like hung out because I was in LA at the time.
Why?
I was going back and forth. For like 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to like the production better in L.A.
Okay.
Studio and everything. Like, I used to love it out there. So I'd be like, I need to go to L.A. and record it. And do
So Hollywood. Girl from Brooklyn. Look at it. Got the shades
what?
On. Take me to Hollywood, darling. Give me some producers.
I loved it. Like, if any artist that goes to L.A., especially my first time going, I was like, oh, shit. Like, this shit is lit. It feel like, I felt like a real artist. So.
Right.
It was dope. So I was going back and forth to L.A. And in L.A., you get caught up in L.A. If you go there, it's so beautiful.
That
the
weather.
Food, the weed. You just get
Sound
relaxed.
Like Biggie. I go to Cali.
I just went relaxed. I'd be like, I'm not going back home yet. So I was back and forth from there. So I didn't really get to, but I was in tune with all the girls back home and seeing what they had going on. But I didn't really get to hang out with a lot of them. So then when I came back, when I got pregnant, I had to come back because I ain't had no family out there. So, and it was COVID.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I came back to have my baby.
Mm.
And then I just, when I had my son, I didn't really know what I was doing with the music. Then COVID kind of messed everything up.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to just do features. I'm going to just do as much features as possible and just cross promote with different artists. And that shit ended up, I ended up doing the right feature.
Yes. Like, and that was one of the features.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was super smart.
Mm-hmm. My son was probably like 4 months when we did the video. So, yeah, that was dope. I did a bunch of features and one just hit and it stuck.
Was your son like added motivation for you?
Yes, he made me take things serious and he made my He just made me get a lot more things done because I'm like, my time, like he, having a kid, I didn't know how much, how time consuming it is. Like,
yeah,
you just like, shit. So when I would have extra time, I'm like, I got to get something done and I got to get it done quick and I got to make sure it something comes from it.
Yeah.
So it made me get a little bit more focused and just, you know, making sure that my time was, everything I was doing was worth it.
Yeah, purpose. Yeah. I commend you.
Thank you.
I'm not a mother yet, but, you know, and understandably so, motherhood can definitely slow some things down for a lot of women.
Yes.
You know, people take leave of absence because of that. Yes. So the fact that within 4 months, and what's your son's name?
Win.
You won within 4 months with a hit. Yes. Like, out of all the features that you did, and I'm sure, you know, they were amazing as well, but it's like, this one
stuck and
took off.
Yeah,
and
went crazy.
Stuck in his.
Yeah, I can see how it's motherhood is crazy. Yeah. And thank God I have the support system that I have because I wouldn't be able to do it without them, honestly. Nice. My grandmother, my mother, my everybody.
Shout out to support system. What? We don't get that enough.
That village is real. Like, I always heard about, take a village. It really take a village. Like, it really take, just for one little baby, take a whole army of people because it's just so much stuff that got to get done. But thankfully, I had that and everybody was like, you better not stop rapping. You better go. Give me him. I'll watch him. Go do what you got to do.
Family.
And it's working out.
Warms my heart. No, it really does, because I always talk about who inspired you to music game and all this stuff, but it's really the people. One of the questions I start asking the ladies is like, who was in the trenches with you? Like, where's your support system? Mm-hmm. Like, because those are the ones that really need to shout out. Mm-hmm. So, yes. Grandma and everybody, good looking. Because she's a winner over here.
Yes.
Now, when it comes to the camaraderie with the women in hip hop, I'm loving it. Like, it's feeling like 96 again, but even with 96, it was a lot of friction from like 96 to 2000 with the Kims and the Foxys and Eve, Queen Latifah. Like, it was some friction. It was, obviously, we had Ladies Night with Kim, so it was some love as well.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to see this resurgence of female rap, and it's almost like you guys are coming together on some kumbaya shit. Like, what's going on with that?
I think now that we have, like, social media and stuff, and you have, like, you get to see a lot more, girls always had this stigma being catty and being da-da-da. So I feel like everybody's just trying to change the narrative right now and change that whole stereotype that they have that women can't get along and can't work together and all of that. And I feel like everybody is trying to, like, stand on that right now. So it's bringing everybody together. I'm not really, like, I don't purposely be like, oh, I want to, we got to do girl thing. But I'm just a girl's girl. Like, you know, I'm just a girl's girl. Like, girl, look, come on, let's do it. It's more fun when it's more of us doing it. So I just be naturally clicking. And I'm not scared to be like, oh, girl, I like you. Da, da, da. Some people is not like that, but I'm not scared of that. So I know all the girls in the city.
Yes.
I know all the girls in the city. And I got to work with all the girls. Well, not the big, the Nickys, the Cardis, but like,
shout out some of the girls you work with.
All the up and coming girls, I done worked with all of them. Like, and I got good, like, me and Connie Diamond, we are like close, like we really tight. But I'm cool with all the girls. Like, but she's a Taurus too, so maybe that's why we so tight.
I was gonna ask, what is your sign? Because you said you a girl's
girl.
Right
here, big, okay. So nobody even don't even got to think about it. It's right there. When you
the mic is high there. Let me see that throat. What's over there? Is that a bull?
Yeah, that's the Taurus symbol.
Oh, I see.
Yes, people be like, is that a devil sign? Are you
Because I see the horn.
Why would I fucking put some satanic shit on me like that? No, it's my sign. That's the Taurus symbol.
One of my sisters is a Taurus, and I love her.
What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, okay. Libras are really... One of my best friends was a Libra, and when she told me she was done with me, she was really done with me. She tossed my ass and stuff. But they are good friends, but
We're the best.
When they not feeling you no more, you are cut, bitch. You...
It ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. That was my joy.
Shout out to my homegirl, Janae. We back friends now.
Okay, good.
But she cut me loose. She said, bitch, I'm done with you, because you... Da, 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 da. And I thought she was playing. She was dead serious.
Yeah, we be dead ass.
One year when the ball dropped, she cut me dry. I said, I'm like, hello, what's going on?
I cut my bitch off when the ball dropped. Shout out to Fast.
But thank God we got that cool, because cool. She was my, that was one of my best friends.
Because Libra is the quintessential best friend, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. They are riders. Like,
we really are.
She used to be like, girl, I'm coming right now. I'm driving to Westchester. I get there in 13 minutes. I'm like, how the fuck you gonna get there? She's like, I know the shortcut.
There you go, because we cut no corners. And if you need us, we're there.
Yes, always, always him. I love her.
Libra gang. Anyway, back to... No. No, but I love it. And I love the fact that you said it's natural, because the thing is, I'm like, well, is it something that you guys are, like, conscious about? Yeah. Like,
I feel like a lot of people are conscious about it, because you don't want to be that problematic, catty girl. Like, it's just not good. But I feel like it does need to be natural. It needs to be genuine. Like,
it's natural.
Yeah, because you don't want it to be fake. I'm like... I like sisterhoods. I hate when girls, like, I feel like they made the whole female empowerment thing, they made it like a trend. Like, we're going to just say this so that we could get cool with the girls that we want to be cool with. And I don't like that. I like genuine stuff. I like a sisterhood. Like, let's form a bond. If we click, we click. And we don't have to, but we can still be cordial. But, you know, I'm not on that fake stuff. I don't like that.
Here's my theory with that. I think because a lot of you women are independent, the labels are out of the way. Mm-hmm. The men are out of the way. Mm-hmm, when women was coming up in the 90s, or even before, they always came and was ushered in through a guy. Yep. Whether it was Biggie with Kim, Jay with Foxy, Rough Riders with Eve, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I think the men and the labels pit the women against each other for that reason, because it always had to be one.
At first, it starts as a motivation and like, nah, you better, you the best, you gotta da 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 better than the. And then it turns, and then they don't see how, like, mentally it makes the girls form this thing with, like, it's like, what, bitch, I'm the best, I gotta make, you know? So I definitely feel like it's the teams and the labels, and that could be a big aspect of it.
That's why I'm so proud of y'all.
Yeah.
So I don't care if it's on purpose, if y'all conscious about it, or if it's natural, do that shit, because the men, to me, are fucking confused.
Yeah.
I just feel like the men in hip hop are like, what the hell? My record ain't number one. I'm being beat by Cardi. And this person is like, nigga.
Oh, yeah, they don't be liking that.
Glorilla. Oh, my God. Who's that? It's like, no.
They don't be liking that. The, like, guys don't be liking that.
So what? Back to Woman of Hip Hop podcast. Anyway. So keep that up, honestly. Like you said, everybody don't have to get along. And I'm one of those people where I hold everybody to the same standards. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if the men don't get along, and it's not something that has to be done.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it and it's natural and y'all see y'all making money, like, it's no need to, like, be like that.
It's power in numbers.
I love it.
The more the merrier. Like, it's power in numbers. If we all helping each other and, you know, supporting and cross-promoting, it's because it's not really our field. So we have to kind of have that unity so that it could push. And then look what happens when we do it.
Yeah.
It works out.
The narrative is starting to shift a little bit. It's still a male-dominated industry, but you women are like...
Yeah, we not playing.
Not playing
don't
at
play
all.
Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Period. Okay, let's talk your new single, Break.
Yes, Break. I love that song. It's so fun. Like, I've been wanting to do a Jersey club song for so long, but I could never find no producers that could give me the beat to do it. So this producer that I'm working with right now, Synesthetic, shout out to Synesthetic. He's nasty. Like, he's an artist too, so I think he just got that ear.
Yeah.
And he sent me a pack. Like, he always just send me packs randomly. But when I heard that song and I heard the Usher, the Confession sample, I was like,
there you go.
Ah! And I naturally just, I wrote that probably in like 15 minutes. I go in my bathroom. What? With my little cup and my little spliff, and I get my juices going.
Sitting on the toilet?
Not like using the toilet, but
not using it. Who took me there? You ain't take me there.
Not using
like, what else
it.
You gonna sit in the bathroom? I'm sure the lid is down.
Yeah, the lid is down. And I just, that's the throne, and I'm just on the vibing. Or sometimes I'm in the mirror. Like, I'm in
you
the mirror.
You fucked up my whole thing. Who's taking a shit and write bars?
I mean, shit.
Billy
you
B.
Could, you could. You could, because you're comfortable, you know.
Let a load off. Everything. Let it all out.
Yeah. No, I wrote that so fast, and it was just so fun. But recording it was better, because we got to do, like, really, like, make it fun and chop it up. It was so fun. It was so fun. Shout out. I feel like Jersey is our cousins, you know? So,
of course.
And then with the sound coming up right now, I'm like, yeah, I want to get in on this. I need to do this. I love it. Like, I love the vibe.
No, it's fun. And I told you off camera, one of my favorite lines is, give me money or I'm getting you shot.
Send me some bread or I'm getting you shot. Like, stop playing, because they be playing around. Like, why are you telling people, like, now you gotta pay. Now you have to pay, because who told you, like, loose lips? Like, what's going on?
Like, how direct is that? It was give me some money, but it's give me some money or I'm getting shot. Like, damn. Life is on the line around here. Yeah.
On Twitter, it went viral on Twitter. And everybody was like, wait, so this is how we ask for money now?
And see,
like,
so I know I'm not crazy. And I'm not even on Twitter. But I'm telling you, just listen to that song. I was like, wait. Rewind. What did she say?
And I said it so calm. Like, I'm dead serious.
And speaking of calm, that's what I love about your flow. Mm-hmm. I just feel like you do not try hard. You flowing is so effortless. I was watching the freestyle cypher with you and the other ladies.
Oh, yeah.
What show was that? On the Radar?
On the Radar. Shout out to Gabe.
Yeah, yours was one of my faves. Definitely top three. And it was solely because you were just, it was just flowing out. It was effortless. If I can remember one of the lines, what was it? You said something about, If you want the smoke, I put it in a blunt.
Oh yeah, if it's smoke, then I'ma twist the blunt, crush it like some rice. I light it up and turn that bitch to dust.
That's when you know you write your own shit, ladies and gentlemen. She can recite it better than me, as she should. No, I mean just your flow, cadence, everything, and it's just like effortless.
Thank you. Yeah, I like to be full of energy, but I feel like with that rapping shit, my whole demeanor is just like smooth, boss, like. Mm-hmm. Listen, when I speak, y'all gonna listen. Like, so that's what I give. I don't do it on purpose, but that's how it comes out.
One of my other faves, I love Break It. I know that's the single, but I was listening to Big Drip Remix.
Oh, yeah? Yo, a lot of people love that song.
Nah, that's your fire.
I was turned out. I was in L.A. when I recorded that. And I think that's why I had so much energy, because they were getting lit. Like, we was all cool, like, when I was in New York.
Yeah.
So I was in L.A., and when it came out, and I'm just seeing it pick up, I'm like, nah, I gotta do something to this.
Killed it.
So it was just lit. And I was high that day.
Yeah.
I was high as a kite.
Child. Well, you was in L.A., though, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Well, maybe that need to be part of your writing creative process.
I can't wait to go back
to
LA.
Bring that into the toilet. I'll be into the bathroom. It's a little weird.
Yes. No, I like that. That was fun.
Because I do ask that question as far as your creative process. So that's it. Going into the bathroom. Describe it. Set the tone again.
So I gotta like fish for beats.
Okay.
I'm big on like, nothing won't even come out my brain if I'm not in love with the beat. Like, I gotta be all the way there with the beat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd fish for beats, that shit take long sometimes. You gotta go through some horrible beats, some good ones, and you find the one.
Yeah.
But once I get the beat, I just go right in that bathroom. As I have a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, right? So the other bedroom was supposed to be my sunroom, but I turned it into a beauty room. So that bathroom, I be smoking that bathroom out.
The beauty room.
Yeah.
So beauty room / bathroom. Okay, you got to set it up for us, because
it's a bedroom and it got a bathroom connected to it.
Got it.
I turned the bedroom into a beauty room.
Okay.
And then that bathroom is my like zone. I don't know what it is about that specific bathroom. And I'm about to move. So I hope that I can find another bathroom in my new house.
What is it about the bathroom that made you want to write your bars?
I think it's because I'm kind of shy. People don't expect it because I'm an artist, so I perform and stuff, but like naturally I'm a shy person, so when I'm in the bathroom I just feel like I'm secluded and I could just be myself, and I get in that mirror and I just go crazy. So I think that's just my little nook where I just I could just unleash and just be myself, and a lot of good things come out of that.
Billy B fun fact. I'm actually very intrigued by that, but I'm going to keep going with it. Like, something about the bathroom and riding the bars with potpourri spray in the cut, baby wipes in the corner.
Yeah. Like, I'll be going. That.
So another record, I know it's not out yet, but it's called Stacked. Shout out to
the real name is Big Brooklyn.
Okay.
That's
my fave.
Love,
it's a vibe.
I love it. It's so
I was looking for it on iTunes.
Yeah, it's not out yet. I didn't think that it was gonna go as so crazy. So I did the block work freestyle and that came out, and then the next day Flex dropped it, because I went to Hot 97 and I met all the DJs and I let them hear that song, and Flex was like, give it to me, I'm playing it tonight.
I know, I'm not crazy. I really have a knack for this shit. That's why I'm telling you, I know my shit.
Yes.
I should have been an A&R. But it's fine. I got my podcast.
Yes. So Flex loved it. And
it's fucking crazy. It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe. Mm-hmm. And I think coming behind Don't Play With It too, it's like, it's on that same kind of level, and I just love it so much. I love it so much. It's so New York. It's so me. And it's
I love that
so
Flex
fly.
Is showing the girls love lately. I've been saying
yeah.
It
shout
lately.
Out to Flex. Shout yeah. out to Flex. He definitely he be spinning. Don't play with it. Like it ain't no other songs in the world. I be like yes,
as he should.
Like,
as he should. And it's been going viral. Like it's everywhere. Yeah. A lot of celebrities has been using that. You know, in their viral moments and mm-hmm. videos. Who were you most surprised to see that really gravitated to that song?
The Northwest and Kim had to be the craziest because it's just like, what?
Yeah.
like, what?
Yeah.
But honestly, everybody who posted, I'd be shocked because I'm just like, wow. Like, you know, you when you're doing music, you always hope for one of your songs to pick up or yeah. something to pick up. So to see it actually happening, it's like, whoa, like, oh, shit, this is real. Like, this is real. This is real.
Yeah. Well, really quick, I do want to talk about, because you talked about beats and finding a producer. And mm-hmm. I know in recent news, Ashanti spoke out about, like, a producer mm-hmm. that was trying to hit on her. And instead of her paying for it, you didn't hear about this?
I briefly heard about it. She was in an interview. I think she was with, like, The Breakfast Club?
Something. Yeah. And she mm-hmm. said she's going to talk about it in her book. She didn't say who the producer was. But basically trying to say, you know, instead of you paying for the beats, just take a shower with me and you can have the beat. Mm. You know, basically dealing with the whole sexism and misogyny that yeah. oftentimes come with hip-hop. And as a woman in hip-hop, like, do you... Have you run into those type of fucked up scenarios?
I mean, I haven't. Not that specific scenario.
Not that, but, you know.
Not that specific scenario, but I've had instances where guys, they act like they want to work and all that because they, you know, they think like, okay, this is what you like, so we're going to do that. And then when they like, so what's up? Like that. And it's like, once they peep that you're not on that, then it's like, oh, song's out the window, nothing, not doing nothing, I'm not dropping it, not... Yeah, it happens. But you got to expect it. Like, I mean, yeah. I expect it. I just know what field I'm in. So it's mm-hmm. like, you got to take the good with the bad and not accept it. It's fucked up, but it is, you know, that's just how some people are. So it is what it is. But that was crazy to take a shower.
No, for real. And what you're saying is crazy because you're like, I just expect it. And it's just like, you shouldn't have to fucking expect
you
that.
You
like, you sitting here smiling and so graceful because that's what we have been accustomed to doing.
What's poppin', guys? It's Jay Jonah here from Blowin' Smoke. If you're a fan of fun, insightful, and breakthrough conversations, then be sure to check out and subscribe to The Blowin' Smoke Podcast, a show that covers life experiences and firsthand testimonies from some of your biggest names in your favorite industries. And it's all brought to you exclusively right here by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
Well, for so fucking long,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, just in the world period where we just get approached with some bullshit. Right? And we're just like, and we just roll our eyes and keep going. But yeah. that shit is not cool. It's fucking traumatizing.
I hate the girls
that have to come behind you and I, or any of us, and just have to deal with that and look at it like, that just comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. And that just shouldn't be the case.
It shouldn't. But this game is crazy. It's full. It's some creeps out there. It's creeps everywhere in the world. But in this industry, I feel like with the guys seeing like, okay, it's a lot more girls and they want this. Some girls are willing to do whatever.
Damn, that's true.
Some girls are with it. So it's like, I can't even be so mad at you trying because some girls be with it. Like, you know, I need that beat. I want this feature. I want that. I need, like, you know, and they get down. So
right.
So, and then, you know, with guys, especially with like famous guys or guys that get a lot of attention, they feel like, okay, such and such did it, so mm-hmm. what's up? And it's like, I ain't such and such. You better go back and get her. Like, what's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I say it's like, you can't all the way blame them because some people be with it.
That's fucked up. That's true. I see your point. But it's like, yeah. I'm just thinking about it because it does do us a disservice for the ones that's like, no, motherfucker. But I'm thinking like, what made you say shower? Maybe because somebody went in that motherfucker shower with
exactly.
your ass and then that's exactly. like your thing.
I've seen girls.
He got away with it. I don't know if the person felt I would like to think that the person felt pressure to do it mm-hmm. and felt like that was their only thing. And the fact that Ashanti is a Grammy Award winning star and you try to pull that shit goes to show this whoever this person is, I can't wait till she exposes
him. Yeah, I would love to hear.
But like, he has balls. Mm-hmm.
Oh, a lot of them. He has balls.
And I think it's because he got away with it. And I don't know if it was consensual, but like, I think it was a situation most likely where the women probably felt pressured. And mm-hmm. that's sad mm-hmm. to know.
Yeah, it sucks, but it definitely goes, it happens. And I've seen some girls where you'd be like, girl. Like,
now you do got some out girl, there that definitely like, come out the gate like, what's good?
Yeah.
Who think I got to suck to get a raise around here? You definitely got a couple of bitches like that. You definitely got a few like that
definitely.
Out there. So I ain't gonna say that's not the case. But back to your music. What I will say really quick, because I'm gonna get to the confessional hour, mm-hmm. and then you're gonna perform a freestyle for me, which I'm so excited about.
Yes.
Your music, you're so hardcore with it. And I know some people like to like label you or categorize you like as a drill mm-hmm. rapper, because I know drill music is crazy right now.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, you could be very sexual. You could mm-hmm. be, and then you look a certain way. Mm-hmm. Bah, 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 boom. So I know the men excited like to hear you spit like that as well. But mm-hmm. I just want to hear from you. Like, what do you enjoy the most? Like, do you like to do the hardcore stuff?
Yeah,
versus doing the sexualized music, and do you feel pressure to give that? Because
no, okay. I don't feel pressure. Anything I do is because I want to do it. I do not like. I'm so big on staying true to yourself. Some days I wake up, I feel super sexy. Some days I wake up, I want to shoot somebody. Some days I wake up and I want to sing. Like, you know, so I just whatever I do, whatever I want to do, I do it. And I make sure that it's not nobody, it's not coming from nobody, it's yes. coming from me, because when I have to keep doing it, you know, like say if it go good and I have to keep doing it, I don't want to do nothing that I don't want to really do. I don't, mm-hmm. I want to, anything I do, I want to enjoy it and I want it to come from the heart and I want it to be pure and genuine. So I'm just like that. Like, I don't know what they call it, multiple personalities. I might be a little crazy. Because no. I just like that. Well, I just, whatever mood I'm in, that's just what it, you know, I'm proud of my
authentically yourself.
Vibe. Yeah, I'm authentic.
You're not one-dimensional. Multifaceted, that's what they call it.
At all. But what I like the most, I don't know. It just depends on my mood. It really just depends on my mood. But I like doing it all. Like, I like doing it all.
And you can do it all. And yeah. It reflects in your music that you really wake up one day and probably want to shoot somebody. And then the next day, you probably feel a little freaky deaky. I get it. And I agree. I feel that way sometimes too. Yes. But I'm not a rapper. So I was just wondering, what is really your thing? And apparently it's all of the above.
Yes, it's all. I can't even pick one, because I'm literally all of those things in one. Like, just never know what you're going to get someday.
Love that. Wait, freaky deaky. Okay, this is my confessional hour, so let's get a little spicy.
Okay, let's
It's usually the quick five questions. Usually warrants one word answers, so we're just gonna run by this real
okay.
quick. Are you single?
No.
So you okay. That was a hard no. Damn.
Oh, yeah, no, because I don't need y'all getting no bright ideas, all right? Leave me alone.
No dick pics in the DM, leave her
alone. They still
alone.
Do that. They don't care. They
but you
still.
Said no strong, like with emphasis. Like, you must love this nigga. Shout him out. You don't have to shout him out. I'm just like,
it's a shout out to you, boo.
You know who you are.
I feel like in this day and age, you can't, like, me being, imagine me single. That's going to be crazy. Like,
yeah.
That's too much. It's too much. The guys is too crazy these days. And then they want you to buy them flowers and pay half the rent. And all. We're not going to get into all that. We're not doing that. Like, these are not the same guys that my mother and them used to, like,
mm-mm, Snapple mm-mm. fact.
I can't do that. I'm not playing around with nobody's son out yet. We're not doing that.
So you got your, how long y'all been dating?
A while? A long time.
Okay, no, because I really don't be liking to get into the business like that, but I love the fact that you sat up here and was like, no, I'm not single.
No. I'm not like relationship goals. Like, I don't do that. I'm private with that, because I don't, you know, people get to...
People want to dissect, try to find flaws.
Like, we're not doing all of that.
You're happy though.
Yeah,
I'm
content. I'm good, y'all. Leave me alone. Unless y'all want to send some gifts. You want to send me some gifts and some money? I take it.
I don't know, really. I don't know if you saw this viral moment or this like TikTok thing where women do that. And like the one of the guys came and brought her some food, and the boyfriend was home talking through the Ring.
Oh my god!
Like, yo, what's up? So what you want? He was like, yo, I'm here to see Keisha. And he was like, nah, man. Well, why you want to see Keisha? Well, I brought her some food. Yeah, man, she played you. That food is for us. Put it down. And just walk away, my nigga. Just walk away.
Damn, why you fucking it up? Now that's gonna be the last meal we get.
But that's cool because you got so many in your deal. Like you said, it's a gift. Yeah. I mean, would he be mad? Like if someone bought you a gift?
No.
Exactly. That's what I mean. It's the same thing.
Because now he ain't got to buy it. Listen, don't bring me no food. Send me the money. Send me the money and let's keep it pushing, okay? But there's guys that just really adore you and just want to do things for you. Like with no strings attached. So...
Come you're on, not man. A sucker. Just keep bringing the gifts.
Yeah, you're not no sucker. We love you, baby.
Baby, okay. Top five dead or alive rappers. Who you got?
Oh, okay. Nicki, Kim, Missy, Ludacris, and Jay-Z.
Okay. List. I was gonna have a 5 for 5 for the women though, but very impressive list by the way. Ludacris.
I love Luda. Luda is nasty.
He needs to come back. I see him like teasing us a little bit.
I honestly want to follow his path. Like I never really saw Ludacris in too much trouble. Like I mean drama on the rapping tip. Rapping. I heard right. He had a beef with T.I. I didn't even know about that.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know about that. But he wasn't no messy rapper. He was so creative, super creative, and then he transitioned to acting, and he still like what? That's me, like, and he's still doing his thing. He could come back and rap if he wants to. He could do a new movie for $2 million real quick. He got a beautiful family. Like, I love Ludacris' journey and his path. I love it.
So Ludacris' goals when it comes to the trajectory of his career, you want to mimic that as much as possible.
Yes, I want a super longevity. Like, just keep going and keep doing and still be relevant and respected.
Relevant and respected. Mm-hmm. That sums up Ludacris for sure. Because when he came back out and did that Amaretta beat.
Yeah. Oh, he ate that. He ate. And it was so effortless. Like, he was just like, yeah, I just got to do it because I'm from Atlanta. Like, I don't even got to do it for nothing else. I just had to. I love me some Luda. Shout out to Ludacris.
Love Luda. I went back and listened to Chicken and Beer just because of that. Coming back with the videos, freestyle.
I used to watch his videos, like, oh my God, so creative and so fun. It was like, you know, you can't play with him, but he's entertaining. Like, I loved it.
Animated and still lyrically a beast. Mm-hmm. All respect to Luda. Okay, Ladies Night Remix. Who you got on there? Your version. If you had to do your version of Ladies Night, you got 4 ladies because it's 5 of them. So we got you. So tell me the other 4 you think that you would sound great.
They all
got to
be from New York or?
No. And they all don't even have to be female rappers.
How is it going to be Ladies Night without female?
Missy wasn't really rapping on that. She sung a little
bit. Oh, true. Okay, so it would be me, Connie. Mm. If I could throw a single on there, Summer Walker. Mm-hmm. Damn, I want to say all the girls from New York. Can I do 2? Because I would do the me, Connie, Lola, London... And ooh. Me, Connie, Lola, London.
And Summer Walker.
And I would put like Ice Spice.
What?
Yeah, because I like Ice Spice. She's so dainty and girly. And it's just like, I love it. And then for the other one, it'd be like Summer Walker, SZA. Damn, I fucked up.
Now you're giving me R&B version. I ain't asked for all that. You actually gave me a bomb ass list. I love the Ice Spice mix. Because if you think about the original Ladies Night, you had Left Eye on there. Yeah. That was like different from the Brat. Mm-hmm. The Brat was so different from obviously Missy. Mm-hmm. You know, Left Eye. Like it was a Angie Martinez came out of nowhere, had one of the best verses on there. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, Angie. I loved Angie verse on there too.
See Angie on the mic. Got the sugar, got the spice. classic record. So I really feel like your answer is the closest to the original as far as like diversity.
Yeah, me, Lola, London, London Hill, Connie Diamond, Ice Spice. Yeah, that'd be dope.
All dope ladies. Biggest pet peeve. What is it that Billy B hates?
Oh, it's so much.
One.
Can we specify it a little bit? Because it's so much. Okay, I hate.
Like, I hate a liar. So, like, what is your biggest pet peeve?
I hate a manipulator. I hate a manipulator. Like, don't spin me. Don't fucking try to spin me. Like, that gets on my nerves because I'm a very understanding person. Yeah. So it's like, don't do that. Don't do that. Because now I can't trust you at all. Now I'm looking like an op.
Looking like an op. Okay. Well, when it's all said and done, when it comes to where you are in life right now, what is the one word to describe where you are? Not a phrase, not a sentence, but one word. What would it be?
One word? Glowing.
Glowing. Come on. That
glowing. Just glowing. Everything. The aura is just illuminating right now. It's just lit. Like, it's lit.
You definitely lit. Listen, the new single is out. Break. Where can people go? Check it out.
It's on all streaming platforms. The video is up on worldstar.com right now. So if you want to check it out. It's on YouTube and everything. Just type in Billy B Break. It's going to come right up.
Yes, and of course we got the Don't Play With It with Lola.
Yes, Don't Play With It. Don't Play With It been out. If you don't know about that, then you somewhere under a rock or something, but Don't Play With It. And then we got Big Brooklyn on the way coming.
Big Brooklyn on the way. Mm-hmm. That's the name of it. It's like an EP.
No, Big Brooklyn is the Stack song. Yeah, but Stack. That's going to be the next single that I'm pushing.
Keep changing up the shit. Okay.
I know.
Okay, so it's not Stack. But that
was just the name that got saved when we bounced it out, but the official name is Big Brooklyn.
Big Brooklyn, y'all. Telling y'all. It was Stacked when I heard it, but it's Big Brooklyn now. Don't forget the freaking title because it's bomb. That's next up to blow up, yes. All right? Thank you so much, Billy B, for being here.
It was so fun.
Listen, I enjoyed this interview. I expect great things for you and keep up the great work, all right?
Thank you.
All right, you guys, that's it for Jazzy Bell and Woman in Hip Hop Podcast, and I will see y'all later. This is Ooh, Jip.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.